This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Calls grew Wednesday for a de-escalation of violence after intense hostilities between Israel and the Palestinians that have left at least 65 people dead and hundreds injured. The Israeli army has launched hundreds of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip since Monday, while Palestinian militants have launched more than 1,000 rockets in some of the worst violence in 7 years. Calls for calm emerge from around the world, while others voice support for the warring parties. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's sending a top diplomat to the Middle East.
I've asked Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Hadi Amer to go to the region immediately to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He will bring to bear his decades of experience, and in particular, he will urge on my behalf and on behalf of President Biden a de-escalation of violence.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives voted Wednesday to oust anti-Trump conservative Liz Cheney from her leadership role, confirming the party is casting its lot with the former U.S. president. 3 years before the next presidential race and 18 months before crucial midterms, the Republican Party punished one of its own for refusing to embrace Donald Trump's false claim that Democrats stole the 2020 election. Cheney is a conservative from the U.S. state of Wyoming and daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney. Speaking to reporters after Cheney's ouster, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says she's only guilty of telling the truth.
The truth is that the election was not stolen. 74 million voters were not disenfranchised. They were just outnumbered. And it's important for our party to take inventory of that and go out and win the next election instead of continuing the big lie.
This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken have agreed to hold talks on the sidelines of an Arctic Council meeting in Reykjavik, Iceland next week, the foreign ministry said Wednesday. The Russian Foreign Ministry says Lavrov and Blinken had spoken by phone and discussed international and bilateral ties and agreed to hold separate talks on the sidelines of the ministerial meeting of the Arctic Council May 20th. A larger-than-expected spike in inflation is the latest headache for U.S. President Joe Biden and his bid to use massive government spending to both revitalize and reshape the world's largest economy. Wednesday, the Labor Department reported consumer prices were 4.2% higher last month than in April 2020, their biggest year-on-year increase since 2008 as the United States bounced back from the COVID-19 pandemic. Washington policymakers had expected inflation to surge as the economy reopens following last year's business restrictions to stop the virus. And the White House Council of Economic Advisors cast the spike as a predictable part of the recovery. India has confirmed more than 4,200 COVID-19 deaths in a 24-hour period, setting another daily record as it battles a ferocious surge in infections. According to the health ministry, the country's coronavirus total infections are more than 23 million. Norway will drop AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine from its immunization program over rare but serious side effects and keep Johnson & Johnson's shot suspended, the government announced Wednesday. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Johnson & Johnson will still be offered to those who volunteer to take it in Norway. Prime Minister Erna Solberg told a press conference the decision had been taken in view of the rare but serious side effects associated with the shots, which both use the same adenovirus technology. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it was reviewing a proposal by an unidentified vaccine manufacturer in Vietnam to become an mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccine technology hub in the Southeast Asian country. mRNA vaccines like that developed jointly by BioNTech and Pfizer prompt the human body to make a protein that is part of the virus, triggering an immune response. The United States' track and field team has canceled its pre-Olympics training camp in Japan out of concerns for safety amid the COVID-19 pandemic, local authorities announced Wednesday. This raises more questions about the holding of the games. The team was set to train in Chiba, the prefecture neighboring Tokyo, leading up to the Summer Games. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.